This call is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. I'm Toni Loudenbeck of Traders News Source. I have John Miller, president of Tobacco and 22nd Century, on the line. 22nd Century Group trades on NASDAQ Exchange under the ticker symbol XXII. And we have some questions to ask you for the investment community. Would you like to say hello?
Oh, good morning, Toni. Glad to be with you today.
Well, thank you for giving us some of your time to answer our questions. Could you first start off by giving us a brief overview of your company, its segments, and its revenue streams?
Sure. 22nd Century Group is right now is the leading agricultural biotechnology and intellectual property company, which actually leverages genetic engineering, plant editing, and modern plant breeding. It is really a company that's steeped in science and uses all of those talents to create new proprietary tobacco, hemp, cannabis, and hops plants with all of those, you know, agronomic traits that truly help customers in developing out products for life science and consumer product industries. So it's really a company that's all about science and agricultural and biotechnology and really developing out the intellectual property to be used into consumer brands.
Okay, thank you. Will the fire at the Grass Valley facility impact quarter four revenues or have any other impacts on the 22nd Century Group?
Yeah, and although this isn't really my area of expertise, you know, certainly, you know, that fire at Grass Valley is obviously had a big impact. Positive note, you know, due to all of our safety protocols, you know, no one was hurt. And that, you know, first and foremost was the most important thing, and it was really because of the safety protocols that were in place. In terms of the business impact, though, the GVB team and the group that handles all of our hemp and cannabis, they've maintained their initial expectations in terms of revenue because the team has really executed at an amazing level since this happened. They've been in contact with all our customers. They've retained them. They've kept their shipping going and actually achieve their goals. Some of that was because they've been able to source ingredients from other parties. And although that won't affect our top line volume, it does have a small impact on the margins in the short term. But regardless, you know, the recovery plan calls for business to continue at full speed. And there's a rapid replacement going on for internal capacity within the next weeks and months. And they've made tremendous progress. So overall, they kept the business going. Will not have a top-line impact. Like I said, small squeeze on the margins, but they're still going strong.
Okay, good to hear. Next on the questions, are sales of VNL cigarettes to consumers ramping up, and if so, how much?
So, yes, the VLN brand, which was the first combustible tobacco cigarette, given the MRTP designation by the FDA, was launched, you know, back in April and May of this year into a test and a pilot in Chicagoland. Took a couple months to learn from the pilot, you know, learn about all the impacts of, you know, different taxation, different pricing, different marketing, different PR campaigns. And at that point, we started, you know, after we saw some exceptional results, we started putting together our plan of how to expand this. First expansion statewide that we did was in Colorado, and that was done for several reasons, including a favorable MRTP tax base and consumer base, and then obviously all the opportunities within the channel with customers, distributors, things like that. So we've launched in Colorado. We're expanding now through Illinois, and we've also announced that we'll be launching in Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico. So we are in full launch mode in those five states. And we have a clear path now on exactly where we're going with our plans after that. So, yes, we're ramping up. We're building distribution. We're building our distribution plans and programs, and we're also expanding out our customer and consumer base.
Very interesting. Thank you. Next question for you. Where does the FDA currently stand on tobacco restrictions, and how could restrictions benefit Second Century Group?
You know, when you look at the tobacco industry in general, you're looking at, you know, really two parts of this. You're looking at regulation and taxation, and then you're looking at three different levels. You're looking at local, state, and the federal level. There's a lot of things happening on the local, state, and federal level on both parts of that. The thing about VLN and the FDA's designation for an MRTP product, which is medicine support of the product, it gives us a lot of leeway into doing things. One thing is the MRTP excise tax reductions, which now currently are in eight different states. So VLN actually pays a lower state excise tax than other cigarette products. So, for example, one of the benefits of launching in Colorado is that VLN received a $6.50 state excise tax reduction per carton, which is about 65 cents a pack, which is a significant reduction. So, you know, when you start looking at regulations and you start looking at what's happening on the local, state, and federal level, it's pretty obvious what the feds are doing. They've already come out with a nicotine mandate that they would like to install, which just actually, you know, you see something like that's happening in New Zealand, right? You have the government there mandating a nicotine standard. We're already there. We have a product that can already, you know, meet those standards. Taxation-wise, you know, taxes continue to keep going up. So all of these things that are happening really do benefit us because in so many ways, and it's just starting, but the regulators are starting to see the benefits of VLN. They're starting to see the benefits of having a low nicotine product. And we have not only the ability to have, in some states, lower taxes, but we also have the ability to make certain product claims. One of them is helps you smoke less, 95% less nicotine, less smoke-free days, things like that. Or excuse me, more smoke-free days. So we're, you know, the benefits are obviously we can make some claims. We can talk to our consumers in a different way. And in some cases, the consumers are paying less taxes.
Okay. Well, moving on, could you describe XXII tobacco growing operations as to locations, growth cycles, and yields?
Sure. The VLN product and our tobacco plants are primarily grown in the United States, but we also have growing operations in South America. We're really getting into this year-end production and growth cycle. Currently, all the product that's in the market now is all 100% American. But as we start to see more growth and continued volume enhancement, things like that, we're going to continue to grow, and we'll grow in both hemispheres. We're seeing increasing yields on our strains, and we're seeing very, very good production metrics.
Okay, thank you. And next on the list, what is your perspective on the tobacco market now and on into the future?
Sure. I mean, first of all, I mean, the tobacco market is still very big in the United States. You know, it's still, you know, roughly an $80 billion market. So it's still very big. But what you're saying is you're saying, you know, through, you know, consumer preferences, consumer choice, you're seeing a shift. A lot of the major tobacco companies are moving into reduced risk products like vapor or nicotine on demand, or, you know, moving away from smokeless tobacco into the nicotine pouches, things like that. So you're starting to see this migration into these products because the consumers want different products and they're better educated on the impacts of smoking highly addictive combustible cigarettes. What we also offer, in addition to this new product form, is we offer an off-ramp from nicotine. A lot of companies are not addressing that right now. They're looking at moving, you know, consumers from one form of nicotine to another. VLN is talking about, you know, how do you get people to smoke less? What are the benefits of providing a 95% less nicotine product to the consumers? For us, that's our evolution forward. We know that out of those 30 to 40 million adult smokers in America, we know 60 to 70% of them want to quit smoking. These are and really VLN is the off-ramp for these consumers to either stop smoking, smoke less, lower their nicotine levels, or whatever it is, but we know we have that type of product.
Okay. Well, just a few more questions for you. how will the 22nd century CBD business impact the company over the next, would you say, 5 years?
Sure. again, this isn't really my primary area of expertise, but, you know, from what I know about it, it's clearly a massive new market opportunity that's really starting to come into its own. We believe the real opportunity here is in the maturing of the industry and really starting to develop these proper and robust consumer packaged goods, the nutraceuticals, and the medical businesses that are really attracted to these products. And some of the things that are driving that are quality standards and the true consumer, let's call it consumer benefit from the products that are going to be measured against different benchmarks. So you're starting to see, you know, this quality and trust that's going to become so important within CBD. And 22nd Century is uniquely positioned to do this. Currently, they're the highest volume and highest quality ingredient supplier in North America. And they are also, you know, moving towards securing pharmaceutical grade certificates for the products and the facilities. Some of the other things they're seeing is movement to quality across brands, even all the way down to the white label side that help differentiate them with their target markets. In terms of, you know, we're talking a little bit about regulation. We really anticipate the FDA will release CBD product guidelines as early as next summer, which will have a major effect in validating CBD as a supplement and ingredient, as well as establishing the benchmarks for measuring these new products. It's really an exciting time for that category, and tapping into these trends on not just a domestic but also global scale with the customers who are buying our ingredients to make their products. This is really an evolution that's just starting.
Well, thank you. All right. Excuse me. Moving on, what near-term catalyst at 22nd Century could be the biggest benefit to shareholders?
Sure. And we see a couple of catalysts for each of our franchisees. You know, as we just discussed in hemp and cannabis, FDA guidelines are going to open up a shift in the industry, and it's going to really legitimize and standardize products for consumers. It's going to standardize and legitimize nutraceutical supplements and even maybe some pharmaceutical opportunities. And again, we're not just seeing this shift domestically, but on a global scale. We're also seeing a robust move with our customers to focus on product quality, verifiable ingredients, which is driving the business. And it's not just the distillate and the isolate, but it's all the way through the manufacturing process to the brand. For people who are using CBD off the shelf, it's such an important thing, you know, for them to have this quality and trust, which I talked about. And having a lot of confidence in the products. And that's really where you're seeing this move. You know, it's gone from wide scale manufacturing with a lot of players to people who are really looking at, you know, who are the trusted brands and who are providing the quality products. And then obviously with the FDA guidelines, sort of putting up all the guardrails and allowing it actually to expand. Now for tobacco, we're just starting to roll out VLN. We're in 5 states now. But we've shared a clear plan with the market and the analyst to tap into 50% of the U.S. market over the next 12 to 18 months. We have state launches, which are a catalyst. We're adding distributors and retailer partnerships. Our pipeline is getting more robust and fuller every day. And it's not just outbound selling. We're getting people calling us about, you know, interest in the products. How are you launching it? What are we doing? You know, how long until we can get it? And it's really an interesting brand because the key drivers of VLN have really been about, for the consumer, have been about awareness, education, and trial. People need to be aware of the product. They need to understand what it is and the benefits of it and what it can, you know, bring to them. And then they have to try it. And when they try it, they understand, and they understand what it can do. It's now moving from just awareness, education, and trial into repeat purchase and then really product advocacy. And we're seeing this peer-to-peer advocacy starting where, you know, someone tries it, they understand it, they like it, it helps, they tell someone else about it. So that's been really exciting to see that. And this is all getting really set up now to start to move into the first quarter of next year. You may be aware now, Tony, but in the fourth quarter, especially when you get in November, December, retailers are kind of, they don't put a lot of new products in stores in the fourth quarter, especially in December. I mean, they're just trying to manage what they have through the holidays, you know, do all the holiday deals, whatever else they're doing. But, so we're ramped up now for the first quarter and we're seeing really so much excitement around this. It's incredible.
Okay. Well, John, we have one last question for you. Is there any non-public material information you would like to announce for our distribution?
We don't really have non-public material information, you know, but what we have disclosed, we think, really paints this exciting picture with growth across both the CBD and the VLN reduced nicotine content product lines because of such distinctive offers. VLN, you know, is the first and only combustible cigarette that is allowed by the FDA to claim for helping people to actually smoke less. I mean, it's just tied into everything we're doing, everything we're about. It's featured in all of our marketing on every pack. It really is a true game changer in the tobacco industry. And really our goal is we want it to be the last piece of cigarette people ever smoke. Breaking that nicotine addiction can help people gain, you know, better health. It's better economically for them, their well-being. Everything else about it is that they can, you know, sort of get off the nicotine train. That's just such the positive story around VLN. I think, you know, hemp and cannabis, the GVB guys are really blazing a new path to help the market mature to its fullest potential with the right processes and science. They're going to be able to facilitate higher yields and specialty ingredients and then scale the industry to its true potential. So those kind of things, you know, with the quality they're putting out, the certified distillates and isolates and the products, it's a very exciting time for them because they're really the leaders in that industry, not only in volume, but also in the science behind it. So we believe there's incredible value in both franchises. And, you know, 2023 is going to be a major growth year for us from now all the way through the next 12 months. I think you're going to see, you know, just an incredible evolution within this company by next year. And it's a very exciting place to be.
Okay, well, again, it has been our pleasure here at Traders News Source to conduct this interview with John Miller of 22nd Century Group. And so we thank you so much. You have a great day.
Tony, thank you. Appreciate it. And you have a wonderful day as well.